Welcome to the Heart of Healing, the Pandemic Episodes. I am your host, Tom Fold. In these episodes, we will meet loving, talented people who, while coping with their own pandemic stress, are offering others understanding, compassion, love, and ways to relax and heal, even under the weight of current conditions. Listen with an open heart to those who, in this time of crisis, are offering their hearts and talents to all of us. And today our guest is Simone Baker. And Simone is a Kundalini yoga teacher, a Reiki practitioner, and she says soon to be a sacred sexuality coach. Welcome, Simone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you. That's quite a bunch of things that you do. I guess we should start with is tell us more about what it is you actually do and how that helps people.
So I am, you know, you've just read off just half of my resume. I'm a hairstylist by trade. And that's also interesting in answering this question.
Sure.
It's been wonderful to have folks, you know, kind of slowly returning to the salon and you know, hearing their conversations about, you know, how they've been coping and helping them to feel great, you know, about their appearance and how they look and feeling, I guess, more human after being hibernating for so long. So that's been wonderful to offer that up. On the other side, which you just wrote off, is that I am a yoga practitioner, a Reiki practitioner, and I'm studying now to be a sex, love, and relationship sacred sexuality coach. And so through the pandemic, it's been wonderful to offer, you know, breathwork practices to people, free yoga classes to folks. You know, this has been a time of great awakening and great struggle and trauma for a lot of
people. Sure. I mean, you had to go through trauma yourself. I mean, did you work out of the city? Did you work either in your apartment or in an office before this happened?
I worked in a studio teaching yoga prior to that. And what was interesting was that I had just begun to, create a space in my home, a studio space in my home. Because I wanted to, start having women's groups and women's circles here at home. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to have the studio just be for me for now. Yeah. And it worked out great because I started to teach online soon after all of this happened. And so this space was here for that. And now the space is sort of like practice ground for me to support my own healing process, you know, with dance and movement, which is, you know, all of what I want to bring to women and to my audience. So there's some things that are cooking in that arena.
We've got a lot happening there. That's wonderful. Now that's interesting. People are coming back to the hair salon and yes. They're feeling more comfortable. That's really great.
Yes.
I was wondering whether, you know, when those opened, I live in Jersey City, and I saw one of the hair salons near me opened up. And I was wondering, I hadn't noticed if they were doing business, but I hope they are, because we all need to be able to earn an income.
Yes. So it's wonderful. Folks are slowly making their way back into the salon, and we're so grateful that we have been able to remain open, because there have been quite a few salons that have closed. But it's great to just have that interaction and to support, you know, folks who really want to have that connection, that human, you know, to human connection. It's beautiful to welcome people back into the salon.
I bet. And that's, of course, one of the things we all seem to miss most of all is that human connection.
Yes.
And I feel a slight bit jealous that you can have that. and also I wonder, in this reopening, is your connection with people, besides the fact you have to take precautions and all, but is it different, i.e. better, a deeper connection, a loving connection?
That's such a great question. I have noticed that. I have absolutely noticed that. It is much deeper. I think because of that desire to connect with people, folks are willing to be more vulnerable. Folks are willing to go a little bit deeper in their sharing and to open up a little bit more about what's meaningful to them. Exactly. They're definitely, that sense of vulnerability is absolutely there. And it's delightful to be able to make that deeper connection with folks, because it's not just about me doing your hair and you coming in for a service. This is an experience for the both of us to, you know, use this time for our transformation, you know, however little that time is. And so I'm loving that deeper connection with my clients.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And you said the key word, vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And it's when that vulnerability happens that the walls come down.
Yes.
And you're able to have a deeper connection, which is just wonderful. And yeah. You know, maybe we won't forget that later on when this is past.
Yeah.
I hope.
For that as well.
Now, you also mentioned briefly that you did some free things in this during the pandemic. I don't know if you're still doing them, but what are those things?
So what I offered free Kundalini yoga classes. And some of them were for the general, you know, population. And then I did offer free classes for the BIPOC community. You know, as you know, there is a movement that's happening of, you know, folks coming into greater awareness about the issue of race within this country.
Indeed.
And so when we talk about trauma, when we talk about, you know, dismantling racism, it's twofold for folks who are BIPOC, because we're dismantling that racism within ourselves, and we're also working towards dismantling the racism that is present in our culture. So the trauma, I believe, is an experience of an internal trauma for BIPOC folks. Mm-hmm. And then there's the trauma of witnessing what's happening in the outside world. And so these classes were offered and meant to support in soothing our nervous systems, you know, being able to wrestle with the grief, the sheer grief that we need to process in order to show up for our families, for our communities, for ourselves, that's healthy and whole. So I offered those Kundalini classes, and I also offered breath work, free breath work. I did two 40-day sets of free breath work meditations online on social media. And those were wonderful because they were shorter and the folks could come on and, you know, just get a 5-minute breath, you know, breath meditation that they could take with them wherever it is that they went. And so that was really supportive. I finished that offering. It's October. I want to say in the beginning of September, and I still have folks who are reaching out to me saying, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I found this. I just did this particular breath work and, you know, it's supporting me so much. So I think that those have been supportive for me in offering them. And I'm really grateful that it's still continuing to support folks.
Well, it sounds like you're learning something that I'm learning also, is that by helping others, I help myself.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but could you give us a minute or two of breath work, example?
Oh, sure. Yes. So one of the easiest breath patterns, I think, to bring a lot of presence, and just to talk a little bit about, you know, breath work itself, it's just such a quick way for us to get present and anchor ourselves into the present moment, because, you know, we have so much happening all the time, you know, around us, and we can caught up in, you know, having patterns and beliefs and ideas and thoughts loop us into a certain way of feeling. And breath work can really bring us back into what's real. And so this breath pattern that I'm going to share with you is called the four-stroke breath, or the square breath. And basically what you're doing is you're going to inhale in four strokes through the nose. You hold for 4 seconds. And then you exhale through the nose. And then you hold that for 4 seconds. And then you repeat. So you inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, and hold for four, and repeat.
That's lovely. That's lovely. Yes, well, it's one of those things that brings us right into the moment, which is the only place we can actually be these days.
Exactly.
Although the world is trying to tell us we got to worry about everything that's out there, you know, like, listen to this, no, listen to this, no, vote for him, no, vote for her, vote for whatever.
And,
you know, and yet, by being here right now, all I have to do, I mean, what you're telling me, and I'm just repeating, all I have to do is breathe and be here.
Yeah, breathe and be here and discover what's really true, you know, because we're being, like you said, pulled into so many different directions, you know, being influenced to believe so many different things that it's hard for us, I think, to find our truth and to understand what's true for us.
Right.
And so the breath is a great way to come into presence so that we can actually discover, wait a minute, what's true for me? What are my thoughts? What are my ideas about this thing or whatever, you know? So I love it.
I was about to say did anything, but I don't think that's the right question. What has changed for you as a result of this pandemic?
What has changed for me? What hasn't changed?
What hasn't? Yes, I know. what would you like to share? Let's put it that way.
Oh, wow. What has changed? I think that I have gotten more clarity. Definitely more clarity around my truth. You know, what we were just talking about.
Right.
More clarity around, you know, what I value, what I desire, and where I want to be in my life. And it's so beautiful because at the beginning of this pandemic, I was determined to do a lot of things and make sure that, you know, I didn't get lazy and I didn't, you know, lose my motivation. And so I structured, I think, the first 2 months around doing, a lot of doing.
Right.
And I got tired. I was home, but I was so tired. And so...
a number of us noticed, I believe, how exhausting doing nothing, quote unquote,
right.
was.
Exactly. I was exhausted. For sure. And then, you know, there came a moment where I realized that I was so in my head about making sure that I was doing all of the things that I really wasn't being present to my experience. And I think this experience, you know, not to bypass the tragedy that so many of us experienced as a result of this pandemic, but I also believe that this was a calling into getting quiet and yeah. really listening for, you know, that discerning what's real and what's true for me and deciding, you know, what do I want to create from this experience? What's truth? What's my truth? And I think that when I was able to stop all of the doing and just get quiet, I was able to discover what was real for me and what my true desires were. And so that led me to make the decision to, you know, move into this new space of becoming a coach. Because I was really listening and I really wanted to take my you know, my ability to touch people and my desire to touch people to the next level. And so I was able to make that decision, and it felt so right. It felt so right.
Wonderful. So, and maybe if you hadn't slowed down, you never would have known to do this.
Exactly. Yeah, I would have been too busy.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about what this is going to be, or that what it is that you're learning?
So for quite a while, I have known that I wanted to be a coach. And over the last several years, I've just developed this love and deep desire to support women. And I wasn't sure, though, in what way that would look. I knew that I offered, you know, yoga, and I wanted to continue that, but I wanted it to be much deeper. And for me, you know, whatever it is that I decide to do, I always want it to be connected to my own spiritual journey. And so I started to just come into contact with information around healing, spiritual healing for women through sacred sexuality, and really uncovering, and again, you know, we talk about dismantling the ways that we learn to hate ourselves and our sexuality and our bodies and what's real and what's true for us. And so this coaching program that I'm beginning to do is really about that deep healing that we as women have access to in order to heal our wounds that's connected to us being feminine beings, and work on coming and showing up from a place of freedom and empowerment and liberation and celebrating who we are as women. And I think that, you know, I'm so, so excited about that, because not only is that healing for me, and will that be healing for the women that I get to coach, but I think it's healing for this planet. You know, we're moving towards this awakening that the way that we have conducted ourselves for hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, is no longer working for us. And I think that the more women that we have come online who are willing to, you know, hold their feminine power and hold space for, you know, the masculine to show up as well, is a way forward into, you know, into creating a world that works for everyone. And I think that's really important for now.
Well, it is. And it's very powerful what you're doing. And this, you are an example of, and maybe it will spread. It has spread and is spreading as I talk to people, to lots of people, to say, we have to make changes.
Yes.
We've been working in a certain way for so many years and it's not working.
Yes.
It just isn't succeeding.
Yes.
There are good pieces in everything, but totally it's not succeeding. Excuse me. As too many people are being ignored or being downtrodden or being actually killed. Mm-hmm. This is not a society we can have. And you're working very hard on contributing to the peace and the love and the caring in the society. I think that's what absolutely wonderful and marvelous. Yeah. So it kind of leads to the last piece that we want to talk about at all is, I do at least, is what is your vision for the future, as you begin to do this, as you see what's happening in the world today, what would you like to see, or what do you imagine we might gain from all of this?
Thank you. My vision for the future, I think it's possible for us to live in a world where there is harmony. I think that harmony is possible. Harmony, when it comes to us relating as human beings, and also harmony with the planet, you know, with nature. I envision that we can live in a world where there is this symbiotic relationship between you know, our fellow human beings, the animals that are here, and nature that's also here to support us. For us to have deep respect for each other and deep respect for nature. You know, there are folks who are waking up to that possibility and working towards creating that possibility. And I think the more of us who are speaking up, who are coming online and who are dedicating themselves to creating that possibility, that it will actually happen. And I'm hopeful that it will happen in my lifetime, where, you know, something just shifts for the majority of us to wake up and to see that the way that we have been operating is only hurtful to ourselves. We're only creating a planet that we will eventually eliminate ourselves, and then turn around and say, that's not what we want. We want to love each other. We want to take care of each other. We want to live in peace. Peace is so possible. Peace is so possible. And so, that's what I envision. I envision peace and harmony and love for each other and for nature and for the planet.
Well, that is beautiful. And you are doing it one person at a time, offering love, offering peace, offering breath of life. You are doing it. And that's wonderful.
Thank you for
doing it. Now, before we leave, because I think many people might wish to get in touch with you, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you? Is it email or is it something else?
Yeah, email, which is baker.simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, @gmail. And you could also find me on social media. My Facebook is Simone Baker. And on Instagram, I am Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, Narayan, N-A-R-A-Y-A-N.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being on this call. It's been a delight, and I really wish you all the wonderful things that you wish for all of us to also happen to you.
I appreciate this call.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Be well.
And thank you all for listening to The Heart of Healing, the pandemic episodes. Thank you.